This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the 11-year prison sentence handed down by a Chinese court to businessman Michael Spavor is, quote, absolutely unacceptable and unjust. A court in the northeastern city of Dandong convicted Spavor on Wednesday on a charge of espionage. The verdict came nearly 6 months after Spavor's one-day closed-door trial that even Canadian diplomats were prevented from attending. In a written statement, Trudeau condemned the, quote, lack of transparency in the legal process and a trial that did not satisfy even the minimum standards required by international law. Spavor was arrested in December 2018, just days after Canadian authorities arrested Meng Wanzhou, the chief financial officer of China's Huawei Technologies. She was arrested in Vancouver, British Columbia, on a U.S. warrant. The arrest of Spavor and another Canadian, former diplomat Michael Kovrig, that same month, triggered accusations from Ottawa that the two men were arrested in retaliation for Meng's arrest. Spavor's verdict comes a day after a Chinese court upheld a death sentence for another Canadian, Robert Lloyd Schellenberg, who was convicted in 2018 for trafficking methamphetamine. Schellenberg was initially sentenced to 15 years in prison, but his sentence was changed during a one-day retrial in 2019, shortly after Meng's arrest. Meng remains under house arrest in Vancouver as she fights the extradition warrant from the United States. As chief financial officer of Huawei, which is one of the world's largest manufacturers of smartphones, Meng is accused of lying to U.S. officials about Huawei's business in Iran, which is under U.S. sanctions. From Washington, you're listening.